who is the chair of the board for the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Dale, how are you?
Fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. I haven't had the opportunity to have you on the program, so we appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, there seems to be a bit of stress and strain when it comes to the lawn mowing duties that the county has been performing for the city. Where are we with this deal?
Well, currently, the County Services Committee moved a resolution to rescind or cancel the contract. It went to finance, and they tabled it.
From your perspective, what's the challenge?
Well, the challenges are the displaced employees from county services point of view that what our intent was not to displace employees. The disagreement was that the city says that these were seasonal, and when the contract was signed, they were laid off. The contract language itself says current employees, which really wasn't our intent. So that's why County Services moved it. Finance tabled it because of the possibility of monies being lost in the contract. We have about $130,000 tied up in the contract with equipment, and it would also cancel about $44,000 worth of revenues. Some of the equipment itself could be utilized further along in our budget for certain projects. Some of the equipment, from my understanding, is something that we really wouldn't need, and so we would probably be losing that. The contract could also displace a county employee.
Is this a political issue? Would this even be coming up if those seasonal employees were all working?
Well, it's not really a political issue. It's more or less concerned with county commissioners about the displacement of employees, particularly in these economic times. And these individuals come back expecting to work, and they were displaced. I understand the city's budget and the concerns that the city has, but that's what the county services individuals, those committee members had. Finance is looking at it from a different perspective. It's not quite understood about the language in the contract about whether or not we will have to eat the $130,000 worth of equipment, or will the city pick it up. So right now, I'm trying to get some determination on on that particular piece of the contract. So that's why they tabled it.
So when the contract was approved, did you underestimate how much it was going to cost you to provide the services?
No, it was pretty accurate from a standpoint of our parks director. And it's just basically displacement employees. It really spawned us to move this way.
Right, let's talk about the Road Commission Board. Where are we with that? You've had your public hearings. There was legislation by the board late last year that you were going to move forward should the state pass the law which would allow you to dissolve that board. You've now, which seemed to be a formality, had the public hearings. Where do we go next?
Okay. Well, initially we had a resolution with the intent to dissolve the road commission. Since then, the language was passed with the legislation. Then it came to a point where we had our public hearings. We had our two of them, and recently in both the County Services Committee and the Finance Committee, they moved a resolution to dissolve the Road Commission. Then it goes to full board next Tuesday for a vote. So that's where we're at this point.
And what do you anticipate happening?
Well, I anticipate that it looks or appears that it will go through, it will pass. There are a few commissioners like myself that look at the progress and the cooperation that we've had recently here with the Road Commission. Some still argue that the possibility in past history with the Road Commission, not particularly this group, but over the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years or so, of some of the problems that continue to arise kind of in cycles at the Road Commission. And they look forward to dissolving the body and making it somewhat like a department within the county.
All right, and as we look at the current budget you're working on, what are the biggest challenges for you there?
Well, so of course, we have to get our contracts put in place with all the various unions. I think they're all the unions except for one. We're going through negotiations with right now. Once we can get those in place, depending on how they are put, how the pension pieces are put in place, there's a possibility that we may lose some revenue sharing of a third if we don't get down to a 1.5 benefit, you know, defined benefit. And then we're going to add on some, of course, defined contributions to make up some of the differences for the new employees. All the old employees will stay on their current contract. New employees will come underneath the 1.5 or whatever is agreed upon. The county is looking at a 1%, one multiplier, and the language that the governor passed allows up to a 1.5. So if we can get to that point, then we should have all our revenue sharing based upon the fact that we have a lot of regional...
I've got to get to a news break, sir. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, you're welcome.